As I said at the beginning of the service, you all look very nice. You're all dressed up very well. Why are you wearing what you're wearing? Why that color? Why did you go into your closet and not into your wife's closet? Why are you wearing clothes out of your closet and not out of your mom's closet, or vice versa? Why are you wearing what you're wearing? Why the color? Why the style? What are you choosing to show, and what are you choosing to hide? Why didn't you wear your swimsuits? Why didn't you wear what you were wearing late last night? Your comfy clothes. Why are you wearing what you're wearing? Have you thought about it? Do you know why? Do you know why every single thing that you're wearing? Why these particular shoes and these particular socks? Why this particular pair of underwear? Yeah, we think about those things. We don't talk about them, but we think about them. Why are you wearing what you're wearing? What difference does it make to you? What kind of message are you wanting to send to the people around you? As I read these lessons, I began to think about clothing. It came to me out of that passage out of Galatians where it says, "All who are baptized into Christ have been clothed with Jesus." And then I began to look back at the first lesson. I mean, it's a good thing all of you wore clothes today. You could have chosen to come naked. You could have. Why didn't you? And some thoughts we really don't want to enter into. Yeah, I don't want to hear what Karen had to say. Okay, I will hear it. What did you say? Ah, no communion. Is that the way it works? I had someone come to a wedding once wearing a man wearing a white pair of hot pants and sandals. And that was it. Now, it was an outdoor wedding, but even so, everyone else was dressed in wedding clothes, but he was not. When you heard the story about the man that Jesus cast the demons out of, you probably thought, well, that was back then and the way people are back then, and that's not about me. Well, it could be. Because anything a human being could do or anything a human being has done, you could do or you could become or you could be. It is within the realm of your possibilities. If the same things that had happened to someone who was living in a way who, a friend of ours was telling yesterday, this young lady came to meet her boyfriend's parents wearing nothing but a lacy corset as her top, and then never even talked to the boyfriend's parents the entire time, and ignored the boyfriend's sister, and never said even hello to the boyfriend's sister. What are you wearing? Not just physically, but what are you wearing by your presence? Our friend was saying, and we are so glad that relationship has ended. That was not in our daughter-in-law category of acceptable persons and behavior. I listened to this story about the man with a little bit different ears, because that man could be me. Because one of my early memories is the memory of the time when my mother woke us little children up. It was about 11 o'clock at night and said, "Get dressed and get in the car." And over the course of the evening, I pieced together what had happened. My father, a man who looks almost exactly like I do, or I look almost exactly like him, same height, same white hair, same glasses, same build, everything, and even somewhat the same personality. And my father had, for reasons, well, he was bipolar. Had, while he was at his office in the village of Dover, he had cast off all of his clothing, taken all of his medical instruments, thrown everything down these back alleys. He had run naked through the town, swum the river, broke the basement window, crawled in the window, and my mother heard the window breaking, went down to find out what it was, and there she found my father naked and bleeding in the basement. And she called us to get up and get dressed so that we could go and find his clothing, find his instruments. Wasn't actually a logical thought at the time, but one doesn't when you encounter mental illness for the first time. He was hospitalized. He was put under bonds, shackles, and chains. They didn't use handcuffs, but they used straitjackets. I too can swing a little bit like this. So I know that there is a possibility I could become like my father, that I could allow the lows to become too low or the highs to become too high. And I ask myself, what did the man that Jesus encountered, what did he do to allow him to get himself into such a state? Was it all chemical imbalance? Probably a part. But what was he doing? What was he wearing? What was he thinking? What was he focusing his time and attention on? Where was he letting his mind go that allowed him to enter into this state? That being naked and breaking the bonds, I can't imagine breaking Roman steel bonds. I can't imagine that kind of frantic strength. What was happening to this man? Because the end of the story is, remember the end of the story, he is clothed and in his right mind. But all of you who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been clothed in Jesus. So my question today really for you is, what does it take for you to wear the clothing of Jesus? And maybe we ask ourselves, what is the clothing of Jesus? I mean, the clothing that you have put on today says to all the rest of us, financially, we're well off. You didn't wear your ratty clothes, your oil-stained clothes, your dirty clothes. You didn't wear your slave clothes. Paul says that all who have been clothed in Christ are no longer slave or free. Well, you're making it very clear that you are a part of the free category. You're not a part of the slave category. In Christ, there is no longer male or female. Well, I think most of you have chosen to be male or female in your clothing, but nowadays, with some women's clothing anyways, it's a little less obvious sometimes. There's no longer Jew or Greek. But what kind of country, what kind of class, what kind of people is your clothing reflecting of? Can you let all of that go? For the conclusion to that statement is, all are one in Jesus Christ. Can you believe, do you know, that Jesus wants to offer you the clothing of goodness so that you might know only goodness? And that Jesus wants you to offer you the clothing of righteousness. So everything that you do, everything you say, not only feels right, but is right. That Jesus wants to clothe you with holiness. That essence that is beyond beauty, that actually somehow makes the character of God revealed. can by what you're wearing, not just your physical clothing, more than your spiritual clothing, can by what you're wearing, can you reveal Jesus? Do people see Jesus in you? When I thought about how does one put on Jesus' clothing, there are many ways to put it on. I suppose my question to you is, you have a certain amount of time that you spend every day getting clothed, showering yourself, putting cosmetics on, combing your hair, doing all those kinds of things, choosing your clothing, putting it on. You spend a considerable amount of time and energy and focus every day doing that. My question to you is, what do you do to put on Jesus and put on his clothing? Now, this is where it becomes highly individualistic. For some people, it is opening the scripture and simply taking two or three verses and just meditating on them for 10 or 15 minutes. For other people, it's opening a devotional book and reading through it and saying the prayer at the end of it. For some people, it's going on a walk, looking at what God has created. For other people, it's journaling. For other people, it's singing. And these are just the beginning of possibilities of some of the common ways that people put on Jesus. I ask you, how do you put on Jesus? And here's how you know whether Jesus is being put on every day. The question you ask yourself is not how much am I reading my Bible, how many times am I doing my devotional, how many walks have I been on, how many songs have I sung. No, that's the wrong question. The question is, how irritated have I been today? Is it less than yesterday? How little or how much do troubles disturb me? How am I growing in love? How am I growing in being centered in Christ? Those are the two questions. I ask them by how much am I irritated at somebody or how much am I disturbed by a circumstance. The answer to those questions lets you know whether you're putting on Christ or putting on something else, and lets you know whether you're living in Christ or descending into a place that I think, well, I know, not even the demons want to be where the end result is. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. Then Jesus and his disciples got into the boat at Capernaum and crossed the Sea of Galilee, and then they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out onto the land, a man who was of the city and who had a demon met him. Now, for a long time, he had worn no clothing, and he did not live in a house, but he lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had ordered the unclean spirits to come out of him. Now, many times it had seized him, and they had kept him under guard and bound him with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. Then they begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now, on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus that they might be allowed to go into the swine. So Jesus gave them permission. Then they came out of the man and went into the swine. And the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the swineherders saw it, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. People came to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who saw what happened told them how the man possessed by the demons had been healed. Then all the people of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave, for they were greatly afraid. So he got into the boat and returned. The one from whom the demons had gone out begged him that he might be with him, but Jesus ordered him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare all that God has done for you." And so he went, proclaiming all the good things that Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.